Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Art, and Randy.
Everybody, welcome to What's More Metal, the only podcast where people debate shit no one cares about. Everybody. Yeah. Now, this is the podcast where two badass chainsaw fighting comedians debate the most metal shit in the universe. With me is always Dan Weber.
Hey.
I'm comedian Noriko Art. Me. And then I'm introducing myself. We're coming to you live from Portland, Oregon. Beautiful Carnival Studios here in Portland, Oregon, the birthplace of kale-based desserts. We're real loose tonight. With us always, producer Randy. Also, yes.
I thought you were gonna go kale-based sex toys.
Yeah. Kale-based lubrication.
Kale-based lube.
Kale-based lube.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
It would be so bad. It would be so spiky. Like, it would be like...
Well, no, you grind it up, and it's like you use the tacky...
Sap?
Beta, yeah, the phyto-beta vitamins.
The beta-carotene?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're doing this one extra late tonight, because Dan and I are both busy this whole week. I'm going to be in Boise this next week, and the Dream Factory. Yes. And making it happen. Dan's going to be booked at Helium all this week. We're recording late at nights, very early on in the week. So it's going to be fun. I just got a very severe haircut. It's a little the dude I go to, Gil, very good, but he always goes a little short, which is fine because it grows in, whatever.
Right.
And he put a little bit of extra hair product in it. And so immediately I turn around the chair and I just looked... like meaner, like to my own face. I just looked like angry, which I liked. I was like, you know, when you do that, Dan does this joke where he's like, hey, I have this look where no one ever talks to me and I love it. And I got to know it for a second. I was like, oh yeah, I look mildly unapproachable and it's kind of nice. I kind of like
that.
Dude,
it's great.
Pretty sweet.
Almost no one talks to me. It is bad for Tinder.
Yeah.
It is. It turns out there is one drawback to looking like somebody that would murder somebody else. And it's a looks-based system. That's not okay.
Right.
I like candles and hiking and pissing on someone. Maybe you? call me.
I like taking a razor blade to your skin. Anyway, give me a call. Swipe right. Slice right if you want to meet me.
Slice
if
right.
If you want to see me. You want to message me.
And there is the first tweet.
Slice right. Today, Dan and I will be, the topics are most metal, historical fashion style, pre-1900.
Okay.
And most metal... Hoobastank lyric. How do you choose from such an expansive catalog? Sometimes Dan and I, this is, anytime we've done a music episode, it's always been a self-flagellation thing.
Yeah.
And we did most metal Beach Boys song.
That I didn't even have a selection for.
God damn, that sucked. But it did shore up the walls of my hatred for the Beach Boys.
Sure.
I was like, wow, pretty... super metal producer Randy loves the Beach Boys. Loves them so much. He'd put different bandanas on each of them if he could. Dress them up in his love.
If there's anyone in this room that has a beach bod, it's Randy.
Yep.
He's surfer.
Surfer, super surfer Randy over here.
Yep.
If you like sun, Like, there's no fucking way. Like, everything that the Beach Boys stand for, you would hate. Like, being
for
in
their early stuff, yeah.
Do they have a song about roller coasters, though? Randy loves roller coasters. We just found this out last episode.
Yeah.
He has an autistic child's love of roller coasters. It's fantastic.
Aspergian.
It's very Aspergian.
Dude, it's all on the spectrum, dude. You're right. It's just another.
The spectrum is also a great roller coaster. If you can get it, it's the last wooden roller coaster.
It runs exactly for 25 seconds. Always. And if it doesn't, the operator freaks out and they have to tranquilize him.
It's the only roller coaster that counts out loud how many rungs you've gone up. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're like, yes, that feels good.
When you go up, it's just like, ah. Anyway.
Yeah.
It counts all the rungs, all the planks going up, and then just loses count and yells a lot on the way down.
Yes.
It also only goes in perfect circles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it won't make eye contact.
It's the only roller coaster that sleeps in a hug machine.
It's the only roller coaster that anti-vaxxers won't ride.
It's the only roller coaster that's been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah, you can't, it can't get the measles, which is great.
Oh, my God. So I think we'll start with Most Metal Fashion.
Sure.
And then we'll go into horrible thing that sucks for both of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So, getting to decide who gets to go first, we do the most metal thing possible by rolling 20-sided die. I got a 12.
I got an 11, so it's
yes.
You.
Yes. Yes.
What's the label for this topic again?
Most metal, fashion style, pre-1900.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pre-modern, then.
Sure. Historical.
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah. Randy's doing all of our stuff.
All the social media.
Social media is the word I was looking for. Okay. So I'm going to go with the fashion of the Huns. The Huns, which were a group of marauding murderers from 370 AD to 469 AD on the steppe region. They wore clothes made out of just whatever they could kill. So yeah. A lot of them, they would just beat to shit like a bunch of field mice and then stretch all the skins and then just make cloaks out of a bunch of fucking rats. But mostly because they also practiced cranial disformation, where they would point their heads up,
sure,
and then they would file their teeth to points. So they had fangs and fucking pointed heads and cloaks made of rats, and then they would fucking murder people all across the. They were so just if you ran into that in the wild, you'd just be like, crazy beast people, and then this is also a time period when riding a horse was like. Pretty unusual, like, and pretty crazy, and these guys were like so good on a horse that's where the concept of like centaurs came, because they thought they were like at one with the horse.
Sure, yeah.
That's how good they were on horseback, and I'm gonna go with the Huns, the love that amazing fashion sense of the Huns.
Yeah,
that is my choice.
Are you sure that the centaur came from the Huns?
It's from the steppe people. It's like Mongols, Huns, Scythians, but they were all the whole steppe region of Russia, because it was all plains.
Yeah,
they all were horseback riding marauders. I don't know which group specifically, but and the centaur came from ancient Rome and Greece.
Yeah.
So when they came into contact with these horse riding peoples, they were like, "What the fuck?" And like, so they didn't know which group they were coming in contact with. So that's why. So they always called them
the Greeks saw Mongols and then.
Yeah. Or they saw Huns or they saw Scythians. All but right. They always called them barbarians or what was the other fucking group? Vandals.
Yeah.
Was the other group. Because it was just North people.
Yeah.
So that's why you're not sure which group they were referring to. But yeah, So I also don't.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're the fashion sense of the Huns.
Yes.
Attila the Hun.
Yes.
Wow. You know what? That guy was such a successful murderer that we still know his name.
Yeah.
And that is not common.
That is not. That is like the 300 AD, 370 yeah. AD. Or no, yeah, Attila was in toward the end. So anyway, so yeah. Let's say 400 AD.
Yeah.
That's 1600 years yeah. of knowing a dude's name.
Yeah, because he was legendarily bloodthirsty.
Yeah. You don't get a lot of that with a guy who gave out the most hugs in no. prehistory. You know, there's no Edgar the warm embrace
yeah.
or something. You know, there was no like, you know.
Well, technically, I mean, Gandhi.
Yes.
Gandhi was known mostly for hugging his naked nieces, but also also being a peaceful resistance, I guess. I don't yeah. know.
But that's only,
I'm just stuck on the niece.
That's
thing.
Not even 100 years.
No.
Or maybe 100 years.
I don't think his name will last as long as Attila the Huns.
Yeah. No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, you never hear about, you know,
yeah.
you know, King's... King Charles the Bright Smiled yeah. or whatever. You never hear yeah. about like...
Yeah, King George the Prosperous.
Yes.
Who just like everybody ate and no one died.
Yeah.
What? Who cares?
Yeah. It doesn't come up. I mean, always negative news is the one that gets the most clicks.
It's just strange that's been a trend for all of human history.
Oh, yeah. We're awful. We're not good.
Yeah.
We're not good. People aren't good people. I don't know if you know. if you've ever learned anything from this podcast,
it's definitely not good.
And definitely people. We're not bastions of it either, frankly.
No.
King Edgar of the free ice cream.
Yeah.
You know? It just never happened.
Never happened.
Oh, sorry. I keep thinking of King George the casual. Like there's never like a cool yeah. boss.
King Cardigan.
King Cardigan.
King Cardigan, the side
the hug. Relaxed.
The side hugger.
the side huggers. That's great. That's great. Okay, Dan, what did you have?
So most metal fashion.
Uh-huh. Pre-1900.
Pre-1900s. I'm going to go with the Roman toga.
Uh-huh.
From
nice.
Like from like the in the time of Julius Caesar mm-hmm. and like the Senate and such,
mm-hmm.
Only because that fashion must lead you to want a party.
Yeah,
because right when they were all wearing togas, that's when they invented the vomitorium.
Yeah,
that's when the Roman orgies were at their peak.
Yeah,
because they were just like, yeah, these clothes are just loose.
Yeah,
like I could just throw it over my shoulder and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
You can pull your dick out whenever.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much already out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was...
Like, you're ready to fuck at a moment's notice.
I'll look at stuff from like ancient Greek and Rome, and yeah. I just be like, man, that looks so fucking chill. Like just just wearing, like, a sheet. Like,
yeah.
like you know, and not in a clanny way, but, like, you know, in a relaxed... Like, it just looks like, man, that looks like... breezy and cool, you know, like a nice gust can get right to your taint where it needs to be.
Yeah, and it's fucking hot down there. Like
yeah.
it was hot as shit in
yeah. definitely hot.
In Rome and shit, like in Greece.
Yeah,
yeah
on the Mediterranean
in the summertime.
Yeah,
so they just were like they're basically naked with linen.
Yeah, it's kind of nice,
fucking tight
sandals
and fucking fraternities wouldn't know what to wear mm-hmm. if it wasn't for the toga.
Yeah.
Like they invented the thing that we still use to this day to get wasted. Like you dress in that to get fucked up. And that is impressive.
So, I like, an addendum to this is, there's an episode of Hardcore History where he talks about Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
And they talk about how when Julius Caesar, he made his like name when he went up north to fight like the Germans basically.
Yeah.
And when he was up there and he's fighting all these German peoples and stuff, and he comes back and he's like this fucking conqueror. He's like, you know, laid waste all these German cities and stuff, right? But when he comes back, him and all these other people that were fighting up there, they start adopting the German fashion sense. So they started growing like handlebar mustaches and like growing like mullets and shit, like getting shaggier haircuts. Yeah. So they started having like adopting like this, what we would think of as like biker like look and shit, like to the toga style.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, and then there's writers that write about like these damn kids and their shaggy hair and mustaches, which is like a hilarious thing to fucking,
yeah.
You know, like at the, like 500 or whatever. It's like still, there's still a guy.
Goddamn hippies.
These fucking goddamn new, these kids. Yeah, whatever. These equestrians and their safe spaces. Whatever. I don't know. But so that's, yeah, that's also like a cool thing. But yeah, the toga's like fucking cool. That's a cool.
I've worn them a couple of times and they're fucking dope.
Yeah.
Super comfortable.
Done a toga party. I'm sure I was tying my shit up wrong, but whatever. It was fucking, it's a real relaxed look.
Yeah.
It's fucking good. I like that.
So that's my choice for most metal fashion, just legendarily drunk.
Nice. I like that. For my backup, damn, Randy, I'm going to go just medieval England, like medieval knights in full suits of armor.
Full suits of armor?
Yes. I'm going to go that. Full suits of armor, medieval knights, that whole look, pretty badass. Got the pantaloons, got the long socks, got the buckle shoes, and sure. You got full suits of fucking armor. You got you shitting in a bucket. It's pretty fucking good. It's a good time all around.
Yeah,
I mean, metal and medieval shit, you know, inexorably tied. They're one's an absorbed twin of the other for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, but definitely fucking real cool. What's cool about knights is when you think about it, they're basically just the tanks of the era.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, oh, we'll just slap a bunch of armor on this dude and then can put him on a heavy horse and then ride him into fucking guys with sharpened sticks.
Yeah, get him on out there.
Yeah, just get him on out there and just start slaying shit. And just with a sword that was just heavier than it was sharp.
Yeah.
And just like crushing people with it.
It was more meant to crush a skull than cut a head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, it was definitely the and edge especially, was dull as shit.
Yeah, man. And also like that heavy blade is also for like armor. Yeah. So you're dropping it on a guy. You're just trying to crush him with the weight of it.
It was a flat sledgehammer.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Totally.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I will say, I wonder, so the very first knight that rolled out, he was on his horse. He's been invincible this whole time. Feels pretty good.
Wayne Knight, the knight.
No. And then.
That was his name though.
Oh, okay. Wayne Knight, the knight.
Sir Wayne Knight.
Sir Wayne Thank Knight. You. Sir Wayne Knight of the Knights. How surprised was that motherfucker the first knight that got shot with a crossbow?
Yes.
Where it just went straight through his breastplate and fucking impaled him. And he's like, the fuck? Like, he only had a split second to think about it. And I'd be like, dead. But Jesus.
And everyone around him was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And then.
Or the first knight to get shot with a gun. Like, because they had like the powder musket, like ball, like fucking put a real quick end to that shit. You're like, plop, and you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah, even, when they realized chainmail wasn't effective anymore.
Yeah.
Like, oh, god damn.
Yep.
This is going to suck.
Yeah, it just goes right through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was apparently, like, at least one, I believe it was a pope at the time when the crossbow was invented, was like, the crossbow will be the end of the world as we know it. Cause it was a weapon that could turn, like, you don't need hardly any training. Mm-hmm. You just need to wind it up and then point.
It'll turn a dragon into fish food according to Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I haven't watched that episode.
Oh, nothing.
I don't, dude, I legitimately.
Sorry, man.
No,
it doesn't happen. I'm kidding.
No, I'm pretty sure it does. I don't care. Like, I thought about it, and the fact that the show, like, if you haven't seen it, you should probably fast forward for the next, like, 4 minutes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that they killed the Night King halfway through the last season, like, as far as I'm concerned, the show ended when the Night King died.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about what happens for the rest of it.
Yeah.
I could care less.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I'm going to watch the final three episodes.
That whole Night King battle, man. Ugh. Like, the fact they're like, wow, we lost half our troops. You're like, defending all of humanity from the greatest menace ever? Like, you lost half of your troops. That's it. You know what I mean? Like that's like...
You guys are really selling this show.
No, I love the show. But that is a bit of a bummer. Yeah. Where you're like, man, I don't know. It should have been like, wow, there's only three of us. That's fucking crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's like Jon Snow, half a wolf, and then hot pies. Those are like the three people left alive.
Yeah,
Jon Snow, some steak.
Yeah, Jon Snow, a wolf with wagon wheels for back legs, and then hot pies. Yeah. And they're like, oh, guess we better. Ha! Like, it's not looking good versus Cersei.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been like the, I don't know. But still, I mean, I love the show and it's going to be, I'm going to watch the shit out of it. And, just because it didn't go exactly the way I wanted it to. And this last episode, halfway through, right? They hit the fast forward button. So, like, it's basically like, well, I guess, I mean, should we go and send our troops this direction? Like, I guess so. Well, here we are in the ship, and we're here. Great. And, oh, okay. And now we're, like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, that's like 6 months at least. You've, like, in, like, fast forward, maybe a year. Like, I don't know if you ever amassed thousands of troops upon ships
stuck them
on the sea to the south. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, that's months. And it just, they just fast forward it. So, I mean... I don't know. So that's kind of that sticks out pretty bad. But the end, remember the way the last season ended? They did that really hard. It's like, I guess we need to go to Dorne and talk to. Okay, it's good. Good. We're here at Dorne. This is a really great and final scene. We're all back. It's like it literally is like and within 2 minutes they went to Dorne and came back and you're like
cover like a year of ground.
And you're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, yeah, it was. Yeah. It's.
I just.
It was crazy.
I. Legitimately, like I liked that episode, the Night King battle.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, I still think Battle of the Bastards is the greatest episode.
Oh my God, it's fucking amazing.
And it's just been downhill from there.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit about what happens to any of the characters anymore.
Nah, that's too bad. I mean, I'm still completely sold and I like it, but there's a bunch of shit in the Night King battle where, like, even as, like, just an armchair, like,
general?
Military person, like, somebody that likes military history and war history and stuff, like, I'm like, catapults in front of the infantry, huh? That seems...
Oh, weird.
Stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
like, literally, they pull back and you're like, what? Like, like, literally, like, just, you're like...
No one has even glanced
at it's like, you didn't want to ask... Anybody ever, like, where you put the catapults? You in front of the infantry. That seems...
Like, have they watched any war movie ever?
Just think about it for 5 seconds. Yeah. Why would your catapults be in front of the infantry? Like, what the fuck for?
Like, even looking at a Civil War movie, the cannons aren't out front.
No! Why would the cannons be up front? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it's so dumb. It's like, alright, front line, that will be mortars. Alright, then we put planes parked on the ground. After that, battleships in dry dock.
I was just going to say, dude.
Out in the ocean, tanks.
Yeah. Driving along the bottom of the sea.
And then tucked away right there in the Marianas Trench, infantry. It's just like, it's like so backwards. But immediately just looking at it, I'm like, what? And then, and they don't show any of their flaming catapult shots doing anything. But it's just, I don't know. They're aiming them in the dark, you know, whatever, but still it's like, I don't know. A little bit of a bummer. A little bit of a bummer.
Oh, no. Anyway, I don't want to...
Oh, we're starting the podcast over. Good.
Look, I don't know. The part where Arya's in that underground bunker hitting that button forever every 2 minutes. Yeah,
that's so dumb.
And then the smoke monster comes out. I don't know. There's something about... That's and then, the show Lost, Randy.
Okay. And then yeah, she's that was been
referencing
dead all
the
along.
Show Lost.
Okay. It sort
turns
of,
out Westeros is just purgatory, and they've been dead the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
When you started describing how the show was wrapping up, it was like, this sounds kind of like a rushed thing, like they did at the end of Lost. This makes sense.
It definitely feels like they're especially this last episode, they're hitting fast forward like fucking crazy. So
yeah, they don't know how it's gonna. They don't have a plan.
They're still shooting the last episode.
They've done it, but they didn't.
No, I know, but they didn't think through, and they were like, "This is the final season." Well, how? I don't know. It's just over.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know. I haven't read it too much of like the process. I mean, I imagine a lot of those actors are like, they're fucking big names now, and they want to get the fuck out of this TV show.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of them just didn't want to renew or whatever. Yeah. They were like, nah, I've made millions, and now I can go on and do movies and shit, because I'm like, my name is like fucking huge. Sansa's doing the next Marvel movie. She's doing Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like, it's like.
I get that, but I don't buy that excuse.
You don't. I feel like she's making slightly more doing the new Marvel movie.
No, being I'm not. Character. Like I said, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't buy that. Because whenever I think of a TV series, like as far as like the standard to hit is Breaking Bad.
Right.
Because that show started perfect and it ended perfect. Like they're.
Oh, okay. You mean was just writing wise?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just told super well from start to finish. Even when they were wrapping it up. So like when they just end a show because the actors want to move on. Kind of like, well,
I mean, I don't know that that's the true, but that's true, but correctly. I'm guessing that's probably some pressure on the showrunners.
Yeah.
Is that they're just like, well, everybody's fucking famous now. They probably want out and want to do something else, but
possibly. I just think that they started writing, they finished writing last season, started writing this season, and realized we have no idea where to go. So let's just wrap it up.
That might be it.
Because I don't want to let's not string it out anymore. Yeah. Anyway,
We should do the same thing with this conversation.
Yeah, we should end it right now. So also, the books are bad. Anyway, who gets as bad as this season is? The books are worse.
Ben Harkins has a bit about how George R. R. Martin just writes. He goes, man, all he did was just write these books and eat ham. That's all he did was just eat. And then he does this long thing about, remember there's that scene where like she has this great dream sequence. They take this ancient mushroom and they start tripping. And then they have this really long, intense eating of a ham. And he's just like, but yeah, anyway. Okay. So we both had backups. Yeah.
No.
Trying to think of where we're at. What was your backup, Dan?
I did not have one.
Yeah. You don't have one?
You said you said yours.
I did. Yeah. I did. I'm just seeing where we were at.
I
love how we nerd out on stuff like that. We just have to go deep. We have to go deep sometimes.
Have to talk about it. Yeah. I don't have a backup because I.
What about Vikings?
I mean, if I was to pick a backup, the one that I wish I could pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think was real was the chainmail bikini. Like, that's super dope.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone actually wore one in the history of man.
Yeah.
Except in a comic book or, you know, Red Sonja in Conan the Barbarian.
Man. Yeah. They're like, look, chainmail is going to keep a sword right out of that cooch and nipples.
Yeah. If anybody swing at your groin or tits, you're going to be set.
Man, remember that chainmail miniskirt that Rose McGowan wore to like, it was like the MTV Movie Awards and like, because she was in Scream and she was dating Marilyn Manson at the time.
Yeah.
And she wore this like chainmail miniskirt.
That all makes sense.
I still come thinking about it. Like, it was like, yeah. It was one of those things where I'm like, my teenage brain started shorting out visibly, like sparks from my eyes and tear ducts. I was like,
It was hot.
Yeah, super hot.
She was supposed to be. Anyway, there was, what's his name? The guy who directed Planet Terror.
Oh,
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, they were supposed to do a Red Sonja movie.
Red Sonja movie with Rose McGowan.
Oh my god! I was like, yeah,
I'm still pissed that didn't get made.
Yeah,
that would have been fucking fantastic.
Fuck, that would have been one of the best fucking movies ever.
Yeah, Robert Rodriguez is the shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And fuck.
Yeah, Fucking for real. Oh, well, Planet Terror, fucking.
Planet Terror is so good.
Fucking so over the top and amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was most metal fashion styles from pre-1900. My choice was the fashion sense of the Huns with their pointy heads and rat gear. And Dan chose the toga.
Toga. The toga from ancient Rome.
Ancient Rome. We're going to put these up online. You guys can vote on them, and then we'll read the answers on the air. Live on the air via podcast.
Just not this episode.
Just not this episode because we're recording way early in the week.
We're recording,
but we'll
so
do.
Early.
We'll tell you all the answers next week for all these. Anyway, I think that brings us to the next topic.
Next topic.
God damn, that's such a good sound. I love it. Maybe just because I made it and it's beautiful to me.
Yeah.
But that brings us to the next topic, and Dan's favorite, most metal
Hoobastank
lyric.
All right.
Of course, Hoobastank, a portmanteau of whose butt stinks. I'm not kidding. That's literally how they came up with that amazing, amazing band name.
Whose butt stink?
Yes. Yes.
God damn it, dude.
Yes. So if for no other reason alone you hate Hoobastank, now you've got that, and
now
that's
you've got
all
the
you
reason.
Need. Even if you've never even heard their music, and God bless you if you haven't.
Yeah.
If you've never heard a Sprite commercial in the early thousands. Anyway, so I went first last time. Dan gets to go first. This time, most metal Hoobastank lyric. Dan, what is your choice?
Okay. So I unfortunately did the research at a comedy show during the headliner set.
Uh-huh.
So I could not actually listen to the music.
Oh, so you're just better than everybody else?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
I honestly don't know what this song sounds like. Uh-huh.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
I just know that the lyrics were the only ones that I read that even came close to being metal.
Okay. The song is?
Let It Out.
Let It Out. The song about titties.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what it's
or
about.
Or balls.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, I think it's the monster inside, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, okay.
The lyrics are, I'm afraid to let it out. I'm not afraid to let it out. I'm going to show you how I feel. I'm not afraid to let it out. Who cares if you don't like it? And that last line is the only metal part of the entire fucking song.
I was
going to
say, this sounded very suburban teenager.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, all of it is.
Right.
Like, you're splitting hairs every time that you want to pick what the most metal lyric is.
Oh, yes.
But that.
Absolutely.
That. Who cares if you don't like it? That is a metal attitude.
Yes, it is.
So I'll give it up for Hoobastank just for that.
Uh-huh.
But that's it.
I'd love, to me, that's such a young dude thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like a big punk rock fan and a big like metal fan and stuff. And so I feel like, but especially in punk, I feel like 90% of the lyrics are like, I have feelings and I'm upset about it. It's just like, it's a lot of like, I don't know how to express this other than anger.
Yeah.
And it's, and I still live my life by that, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let it out. And it's going to be,
I don't care if you don't like it.
Yeah.
See? It
just needs a good fuck you dad at the end.
I am too, dad, or whatever.
It needs a good, yeah. Yeah. It definitely needs a...
I didn't need a hug. That's the one.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I guess. That I just, man.
I'm fucking staying at my real mom's house.
Yeah.
It needs that.
It's so... They're just so bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're awful. It's definitely like Christian snowboard music. Like, it's horrendous. Okay. So, my choice, Dan and Randy, was a song called This Is Gonna Hurt. Already kind of tough.
Yeah, a little bit.
Little kinda. This is gonna hurt. And the opening line is, I've been living for too long. There you go. That's all
it.
You need.
That's it.
That's all you need. I've been living for too long. Who doesn't? I think that every time I've been, I fill out any form.
Right.
If I have to put down my social security number, I'm like, I've had a good run. Fuck this. You know, like, this is too long, you know?
I think.
Gun in my mouth time. Bullet train out of town.
Yeah.
Gunalingus.
You're gonna come to a personal gunderstanding.
Gunderstanding with my creator. Abracablamo. I disappear. Yeah.
Abracablamo.
I'm going to go take the old gunpowder trail to. So, yeah, the opening line is, I've been living for too long. Never mind that the second line is with feelings, the feeling something's wrong. That doesn't matter. The opening line is, I've been living for too long, and that's tough.
Honestly.
Take that out of context, and that's the toughest lyric there is.
The dude who was the lead singer, the dude who wrote that for Hoobastank was 100% correct. He lived for too long, long enough to write that song. If only he had died earlier and not infected humanity with their bullshit.
Yeah. I've been living for too long without a time traveler to come set this right in the cradle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To smother me in my swaddling clothes.
Fuck.
Wrap my diaper around my head and fucking choke me out.
Yeah. I didn't really have a backup. You didn't either. Yeah.
I tried to do more research, and my eyes started to bleed, and I just no.
Which was more metal than anything that you could have read.
Yeah.
I did have something I did want to bring up that it's worth mentioning as it is the least metal thing.
Okay.
Possible. In the song "Out of Control" by Hoobastank, which. If you want to know what it sounds like, imagine a young Christian snowboarding. But the "Out of Control" features guest vocals by convicted child porn aficionado Ian Watkins from the band Lost Prophets. You remember Lost Prophets?
No.
Their lead singer got busted for having a bunch of child porn and being like addicted to meth. And when the police, like, they found all this, like, circumstantial evidence, and then they seized his computer, and I swear to God this is true. This is in the article I read. They cracked his laptop was password protected, and the password was "I fuck babies" was his password on his laptop. And anyway, so Hoobastank and him, 6 degrees of separation there.
Wow.
That did a little line of guest vocals there. I as fucked up and not cool as that is, I did laugh out loud when I read that. Oh, yeah. I was also like, damn, dude, put like not even a metaphor or anything. Like, you know.
Yeah, even my babysitter was smart enough not to put
it. It wasn't
on
like
laptop.
I love veal or something. Yeah. It wasn't like something, you know.
A little euphemism.
Just a little euphemism in your horrendous fucking grossness, you fucking sick son of a bitch. Yeah, he got put away.
He should have. Okay.
Dan's laughing already, so this is good.
I'm going to go to hell for this. But it should have been "I love BILFs."
Well, now we have a new t-shirt. BILFs. That's. Oh no.
God damn it.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It couldn't have been like a password like "crotchless diaper" or something. It couldn't have been. I know. There's nothing good about it. I understand. Yeah. I was just reading through like, oh, here's a song. And then it was like, oh, this song is a guest feature by the dude from Lost Prophets. I'm all, how do I know that name? And then I was like, oh, right. Inhuman Monster.
That's got some recognition.
It's certainly, now I know that band name. You know, forever.
I've never even heard of Lost Prophets.
Yeah, they were a dog shit. They were, let's say, sub Hoobastank in terms of good.
They were a homeless man's Hoobastank?
Yes.
Yeah. that's
they horrible. Were a child pornographer's Hoobastank.
Literally. Literally a child pornographer.
They were the dark web's Hoobastank.
Yeah. Right?
Fuck. Well, on that happy note, we would normally do polls here, and we're not gonna, because...
we don't have any.
We don't have any yet. It's too early in the week, so we'll read them all next episode, and we'll get everybody caught up. But please vote, and you'll... But I think that's gonna bring us to the red lightning... Red the lightning round.
Yep. Red the lightning
round. God damn, I did a great job on those. It's musical.
Yeah.
It's literally musical, what I just did. Anyway, this is the Ride the Lightning round.
Yeah.
This is where Dan and I, well, actually, producer Randy, goes on Wikipedia. He chooses two topics by pressing the random button.
Yep, twice.
Dan and I will then pick between the two things, which is the most metal, and we will also... not know what the fuck we're talking about.
We will make it up almost exclusively.
Yes.
At which point they will ask me what are facts.
Yes. And then we'll find out what the fuck just happened. Producer Randy, do your stuff.
All right. So for the first of the Ride the Lightning round, we have Mike Tan and Stacey McLean.
Wow. That's a couple. Mike Tan.
Mike Tan.
Stacey McLean.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Of the Clan McLean.
Yes.
Right. Of the McLean clan.
Of the Tan McLeans. And what's the other one?
Mike Tan.
Oh, those are two.
Those are two people.
Yes. Oh,
so those are both topics.
It's Mike Tan and Stacey McLean.
Okay, that's Stacey who we're. Okay, I thought the first one was two people.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that makes. Okay. That's so weird because Mike Tan and Stacey McLean were buddy cops.
Yeah. And they were bit parts on Chips.
Yes. Mike Tan and Stacey McLean rode three wheelers.
Yeah. they were part of a ATV
yes.
division of the California Highway Patrol.
Yeah. Where they just patrolled beaches and national parks.
Yeah.
There was a lot of arresting. Remember the one where Mike Tan arrests a bear?
Well, yeah.
And on the beach.
Yeah.
His
name was Mike Tan.
Yeah. Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Absolutely.
He just was very tan. Like,
yes.
He was a precursor to Baywatch, honestly. It's how they knew that Baywatch would go well.
Yeah.
Because Stacey McLean would wear a string bikini on the job.
Yes.
And it turned out that was a ratings hit.
Yeah. And also Mike Tan is Thai. So he's a Thai guy who's also very tan.
He's Mike Tan Thai?
Yeah. Not to be confused with Mike Hentai.
Thai. He's Thai Mike Tan?
Tan Mike Tan. Thai Mike Tan. He's, which is how he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they would call him on the radio when they needed backup, when Stacey needed backup.
Yeah. Also, she had a really thick Scottish accent.
Yeah, Stacey McLean.
Stacey McLean of the Clan McLean.
Yeah. She also had a nine pack.
Yeah.
She had which is, because there was it was also an odd number of pack, which is also a weird. So she had like. More
was like over here too.
Yeah, so she had more than your average, but also an odd number.
Yeah.
So there was an extra.
There was one giant band along the top.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was gross.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, it was. She looked like a muscly centipede.
Yeah. That's why they replaced her in Baywatch with Pamela Anderson.
That's right.
They're
yeah.
like, oh, you know what, Pamela Anderson? This one, she doesn't have nine abs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're going to go with her.
Yeah. They called her Ruffles. Just Ruffles McLean, who had the fucking... Because she was like the chip.
Yeah,
like,
they have ridges.
Yeah. What the fuck were we just talking about?
I mean, what... Who picked what?
Well, we haven't decided yet.
Oh. Between the two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ty Mike Tan.
Yeah, Ty Mike Tan.
Ty Mike Tan is the most metal.
I don't agree. All right, so we'll start with Ty Mike Tan. Jan Michael Silverino Tan, better known by his screen name Mike Tan, is a Filipino actor who became famous after the ultimate
male. Well, I didn't know his name was Jan Silberino or whatever. Anyway, sorry.
He became famous after he won the ultimate male survivor in the second batch of the reality show Starstruck.
What year is Starstruck?
2010?
Is this
U.S.?
In the U.S. or elsewhere?
It is in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
So Philippines Starstruck.
Yeah.
Oh, because I was like, I was very lost. I was like, he's famous for a, yeah. I was like, fuck, I don't know. I definitely don't watch modern like reality TV ever, and I've always hated
it. Not even American.
Yeah, I hate Filipino. It so much. So the odds that Starstruck was an American show was pretty good. It was like 60% that I just never heard of it. I've never watched a single, I haven't watched more than 54 seconds of Big Brother. Like, you know what I mean? And it's been on for like a hundred.
It's such a trash show.
They're all trash shows.
I've never seen a single second of it.
I watched that clip where Omarosa was on it or whatever. Like, whatever. Like, so I saw that clip. So because of that, I've seen more than 53 seconds of it probably.
When I first moved here, my friend who was housing me when I was still, like, figuring shit out, watched Big Brother. So I watched an entire season of that show.
Yeah.
And it's fucking atrocious.
Yeah, it's a trash.
It's so bad.
They're all, I hated reality TV. And
There's only one reality TV show I like, which is Shark Tank. And that's just to keep an eye out for cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, that show sucks too. I hate any show where a bunch of rich people like sit up there like, oh, suck our dicks. Beg us for your, beg for money. And we're like, oh, you're so great. Your parents gave you a bunch of money and then you invested that. Anyway, I hate rich people so fucking much.
Fair.
I would like to go into Shark Tank with a golden guillotine and be like, this is the best way for rich people to die. Everybody's going to be so jealous. And they'll be like, I could die with a guillotine. And then I just put fucking dickheads. One, like, just stack them all in there, like the, you know when like the Three Stooges appear in a doorway, but imagine the top of the doorway is just like an 80-pound blade made of solid gold, slicing through them, hosing blood into the, god damn it. Anyway, Stacey McLean. Sorry, it's warmer in here and I'm getting off on topic. Stacey McLean.
Stacey McLean is an English solo singer.
Does she have any hits?
Not really. She was in an S Club spinoff band called the S Club 8.
The what?
And she was in the sixth season of The X Factor.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
A couple of fucking, no, ugh.
Both reality TV stars.
Wow. That makes you less than an open mic comedian in my estimation. You're like, I was on a reality TV show. I'm like, oh, okay, well then, ugh.
Ironically, most open mic comedians would murder somebody to get on a reality TV show.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
That's where
that's Taylor, a good reality TV show. Yeah. Damn.
What the hell is his name? Taylor something. He's a comic. He's a regular with the Comedy Store. That's how he got his start.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty funny dude.
Anyway, next topic. Let's do another one of these. Come on.
Yeah.
That was a warm-up.
Got two.
Like this room, we were just warming up.
God damn.
Christ. Okay, the first one, notagonum macrophthalmum.
Okay.
Macrophthalmum.
That's the first one.
That's the first one.
Okay.
So say it all again.
Notagonum.
Notagonum.
Macrophthalmum.
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 Notagolum nacrum philophthalmum.
Macrophthalmum.
Okay. What's the next
second
one?
Second one. Shailendra Narayan Gosal Sastry.
One more.
Shailendra Narayana.
Narayana.
Gosal.
Sastry.
Boy, I know both of these for real.
Go,
so that's the.
Naughty Mac. We'll give him nicknames just to make it easy. You got Naughty Mac versus Sally Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
okay.
My feeling is
okay.
It's the first one, So they're
Naughty
both
Mac.
They're both spells that you cast, right? But the second one just summons sparkles, and it's not that cool. Mm-hmm. The first one is how you call Cthulhu from the dark realm, mm-hmm. and that one easily more metal.
It is written in blood in the Necronomicon.
Yeah, yeah. You have to make an ink out of blood and cum.
Yeah,
and then write it on a parchment made of
you
human
mean
skin.
Get to.
That's true. You get to, and then you write it on a parchment of human skin.
Yeah, human vellum.
Human vellum that you you tanned using your own urine.
Uh-huh.
So. Both of them have to be written that way, but only one of them has a metal result.
Yeah. Okay, the second one, Randy.
Sally Ghost.
Yeah, but read it, the first part at least again. Okay. Solyndra?
Solyndra.
Okay, that's all I need. look, Solyndra, it sounds like a spell. That's a common mistake. I mean, a lot of idiots get that wrong. Look, so Solyndra is actually a prescription drug. That's actually just the full pharmaceutical.
Full pharmaceutical name?
Name, yeah. Solyndra is actually, it's a penis enlargement pill that really works, Dan. This is St. John's wort. Listen to this. It's got horny goat weed. It's got, look, this is, Solyndra is the only for real gas station-based supplement for penis enlargement that works, and you can get it from my website today. Solyndra, because
I don't think you should have named it something that rhymes with slender.
No, but it's cylinder like. It's that's the root word, Solyndra. It's it makes it a firmer cylinder, and then it actually it's been shown to increase penis size in young adult males up until they're 22.
Yeah.
So as
they get older.
Yes.
And you take it as a child.
Yes, exactly. You take it as a kid and then it actually shows. So imagine what it would do for you as an adult. These are only $500 a pill, Randy. Solyndra. These miracle drugs. And I'm just saying, I mean, there's a lot of them out there, but these really work. These have actually been shown. There's a man in our office that he's been taking Solyndra for 1 week and he can carve your name on a diamond with his dick. And that's the Solyndra promise.
Solyndra promise. Your cock will break diamonds.
Yes. Yes.
The hell of a promise.
Look, your average vagina. Softer than a diamond.
On average, that's true.
On average. Solyndra.
What are the other words in that?
Solyndra, Narayana, Gosal, Sastry.
And again, those are just the chemical compounds that make up miracle drug Solyndra. Again.
Its street name is Solyndra.
You can break 3 Superman cocks with your cock after just 6 dosages of Solyndra. And that promise has 3 asterisks. And I want you to know because it's extra special.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we talking about, Randy?
Yeah.
What the fuck just happened, Outlab?
Okay, Notagonum is a species of beetle.
Cool.
Okay.
Solyndra Narayana Gosal Sastry is a Vedic scholar and the director of the Vedic Research Institute.
I'm more confused than before we made shit up. Does that make sense? Well, I mean, you know what? Actually, the beetle's got to be the winner. It's a beetle.
It's a beetle.
It's a beetle. Unless that other thing is, you know.
The other dude is... no.
Maker of a...
He's an Indian man.
He's an Indian man that works in a Hindu religion, so...
But does he make a cutting-edge penis enlargement pill? That's my question.
I guess the real question is, does he sleep naked with his nieces? If no, then definitely not the most metal.
Yeah. I know King Gregory the Wormhug did. King Edward of Bilf was known to. Bilf, you son of a bitch. Can we do, what are we looking at? How are we doing on time?
We have time for one more.
Let's do one more. We'll call it.
All right. First one is Broken Rhyme.
Broken Run?
Rhyme.
Broken Rhyme.
Y-M-E.
Okay.
Broken Rhyme.
Okay.
Or Gord Nash.
Oh, my God. Gord Nash.
Gord Nash, for sure.
Is the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. Gord Nash, of course, famed... He would cap oil fires. He was known to do that, but he would do it with cum. He would.
Why is that not surprising?
I don't know. I gotta go dirt. I don't know. Unless I'm mistaken, Dan, is Gordon Nash known for something else?
Well, I mean, that's where the term Nashin came from.
I mean, it's funny because he would say before he had sex with somebody, he's like, welcome, to you, I'm going to take you to Nashville.
Yeah.
Careful, you're in the Nash zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to Nash that pussy. and then he would just coat it with honestly, like the weirdest thing about Gordon Nash was the consistency of his semen.
Oh, yeah.
Was like fucking Elmer's glue.
It was crazy.
It wasn't so much liquid as like...
As like webbing.
Like a viscous, you know?
Yeah.
So...
It was like a viscous webbing.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He used to tell people that he was going to gnash their gourd.
Yeah, he was going to gnash it. Yeah.
Coming on pumpkins.
Yeah, just...
Well, I mean, you know, they don't talk about this childhood like that. He just, I'm going to take you to Nashville. That was when I... Nashing it
time
up.
To take out the Nash. He'd say.
Yeah. Whenever he picked up a lady for a first date.
Yeah.
That's what he would say. Time to take out the Nash.
Who wants some Nash Tatoes? And no one did. That was the, because it's pretty, yeah.
Because nobody wants his jizz and potatoes.
Yeah, I was like.
Nashed potatoes.
We're not a hit.
Was not what people wanted.
Nashed potatoes. It was a branding problem mostly.
What was the other one?
Broken Rhyme.
Broken Rhyme. Yeah, that's just the shittiest rapper in London. Yeah. It's not really metal.
Yeah. Yeah. Broken Rhyme was, he was just, he was a homeless rapper.
Okay.
And he had no money, and he died with no money.
He couldn't even afford a single couplet.
Yeah, it's true.
Poetry jokes on what's more metal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel worse about that one than I do about Bilf. And I really should feel a lot worse about Bilf.
I literally want a t-shirt. To sell. I heart Bilfs. And not explain it at all. If you wear the shirt, you should never explain it. In fact, you should make something else up immediately.
And seeing as how, anyway.
Oh, was there not a tag that wasn't going to make that better?
No.
So we're going Gord Nash.
Gord Nash.
Okay. So Gord Nash, retired professional lacrosse goaltender.
How was his cum?
Salty.
He was a lacrosse goaltender?
Yes, he was.
Oof.
Wow.
Wow, we picked the wrong one.
He could be the most famous lacrosse player of all time.
Still
and would not know who he was.
Yeah, exactly. And no one would know who he was.
White males that play lacrosse.
I think the most famous lacrosse player, you might as well just be a silhouette with a question mark on your face. you could
combat
you
character.
Could rob a bank and you might as well be in a scramble suit from Scanner Darkly. You're like, no one will ever know who you are. You'll die and your headstone will be written in Wingdings. That's how unknown you'll be as the most famous lacrosse player of all time.
Yeah.
Good old Gord Nash.
Everybody gets
Gord Nash, perfect famous lacrosse player name.
It's true. Everybody gets your sport confused with a soda water, and it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you play LaCroix. Why?
Coconut lacrosse. That's the worst one.
That one's fucking gross.
Tastes like a can full of Gord Nash.
Pamplemousse.
Tastes like hot Nash.
Hot Nash. That's his older brother.
Seafood and Nash. Anyway, what's the other one?
Broken Rhyme
is just poetry device.
It's a poetry device.
Yeah,
it's also called a split rhyme.
Yeah,
it's when
I know that
split
one.
Split a rhyme with another line. So like the example they give is, when he walks in waterproof white, the children run after him. So calling out, he's gone out in his night gown. That crazy old Englishman. Oh,
wow.
Hmm.
I'm going to have to say
that. Poetry. That might as well be a Hoobastank lyric. That's how.
Wasn't it?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Does the next line, I've been crawling in the dark looking for the answer?
Is the next line, who but stank?
show me what it's for. Make me understand it. God, what a horrible band. Anyway, thanks everybody. That's been the episode. That felt good, right? Yeah, that was fun. I hope you're not sitting in a hot little room, with your favorite Bill. I can't stop making reference to it. It's so fucking wrong.
I am so, so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm lying now. Like I'm not, I just from my brain to yours, like you, that's a little window into what my brain does 24/7.
Yeah.
That wasn't the worst thing I thought of today. It's just the worst thing I said out loud.
Right. And it's my third worst t-shirt idea. So, but yeah, thanks everybody for joining us. Please like and subscribe and fucking do all that shit. Leave a review on iTunes and make up some horrible shit and put it in there. Because who gives a fuck?
Definitely reference BILFs.
Definitely reference BILFs and, call Apple a fucking horrible company. What else? We'll be back soon. And
next week,
for all you know, through the majesty of time travel. And that's going to be fucking cool.
While we're doing the time travel thing, I hope you had a great time. Welcome back. And you had a great weekend, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope I also had a good time. And then it went great.
Yeah. Who knows?
And if I die, this will be really fun, ironic to listen to. Be like, wow, he didn't even know the whole time.
Yeah, the last words out of his mouth recorded were BILF.
Yeah. That's really going to... Remember when a bunch of lacrosse players peed on his grave after that? Became a fucking thing. But yeah, so... fuck irony. Okay, so I'll be out of here. Hey, guys, fuck you. Hail Satan.
Yep, hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.